So what are these walls that we want to build? Again, I'm repeating myself. I think we spoke about them last year, but we're going to speak about them again because I think it's really important. What are these walls that we're going to build? Well, I was reading through a little while ago the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, and there's a lot about building in Ezra and Nehemiah, two Old Testament books. God's people had been kind of like what they call exile. They'd gone away, but they'd been released. They were coming back, and what they found in Jerusalem was this mess, this muddle, this pile of rubble, and they started the building process. It starts in Ezra. Can I encourage you, all of you, have a read through those first chapters. Fantastic. Read it in a chunk. And what you see is how Ezra starts to build. He puts the foundations in and he starts to build the walls. And then he kind of hands on the baton to Nehemiah. And Nehemiah starts to then build the temple. And it was so important to have the temple built because that's the place of worship and that's the place of prayer. And they just needed to establish that. And Nehemiah got about the business of establishing worship, prayer, but also kind of godly government. He wanted it to be run in such a way that fit with God's plans and purposes. So he got it all moving, but then he had to go away. And he went away for 14 years. And when he came back, he kind of like, you almost see him, he was like skipping into Jerusalem. But then when he got there, he couldn't hear the singers. And there was no intercession. And the things that he had put in place 14 years ago before he left had stopped. And he was just so grieved. And he gathered the people together. And in that gathering together, I believe he put four things before them. And he said, it's basically, these are the walls I want us to build. The things that we put in place that will help us to stand firm and stand strong. And there are four things. I'm not going into detail from the passage, but I just want to list them for you all as we build these walls, okay? So the first thing he said to the people was about special holy time with God. He talked about the Sabbath. Now, all sorts of different things we could say about the Sabbath, but I want to interpret that and bring an understanding of that for today for us all, that we should be spending holy time with God, special time with God. So that's the first kind of brick in the wall, if you like, or the first wall that we're going to build. It's about our relationship with God. It's about investing in that relationship. And I want to say, are you doing what Jesus told us to do? Jesus, you know, when asked by his disciples, teach us to pray, what did he say? He taught them the Lord's Prayer, but before he did that, he said, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father. And then he goes on. But then he says something really interesting. He says, he sees what you do, and he kind of rewards what you do. Okay? So he sees it, and he rewards it. What is that reward? I think he rewards it with himself, his presence. So I want to say this to you. The first wall that will help you stand firm and strong, that will stop you and help you not to walk away from this, is that you focus on your relationship with God. And you have special holy time with God. Moses had to take his shoes off, didn't he? Switch your phone off. Don't try and do it with the telly in the background. Try and find something. We had a lovely time watching War Room the other day. This old lady had a cupboard. She just climbed into her cupboard. And not all of us can do that. And our lives are, I know some of your lives, they're bonkers all over the place, but because of work and family and all that. But God knows. Find a space and a place. So that's the first wall that I think if we build that wall, it will help us stand firm and strong. Do you agree? If we don't have that wall, I think we're vulnerable. Do you agree? Do you? I think so. That's the first wall. And that's the one Nehemiah pointed out. He says, come on, you've got to do this. You've got to spend special time with God. The second wall that I believe we need to build is about our relationship with one another. Families were in a muddle. They were just, basically, they were going off and they were bringing all sorts of things into the family that shouldn't be brought into the family. They were in a muddle. And I started thinking about what does that wall potentially look like for us? You know, yeah, it's important our families are strong and together, but at the same time, what about this family? What are the family values that we want to be taking hold of and grasping and really seeing in our kind of church life, our church family life together? And I just, there are loads, but three I want to think of. The first is forgiveness. We need to be quick to forgive, because if we don't, it doesn't half mess us up, doesn't it? So we need to be quick to forgive. What about this one, honor? And what does that mean? It means seeing people as God sees them. Seeing people as God sees them. Treating them as God sees them. It means we're not gonna backbite, and we're not gonna gossip. You know? We are gonna seek to encourage and release and help one another. And the third one is love. Sacrificial, agape love. That's the love we're called to have for one another, where we give and give and give. And we don't want anything in return, do we? So I just thought, three family values. You just put those into your life and into our church family. Goodness, we'll stand strong, won't we? Forgiveness, honor, and love. So there's another wall that I think I want us to build. And if we build, we'll stand firm and strong in the face of all sorts of struggles, and we'll come on to those a little bit later. The third one is about our relationship with our stuff. What happened was, when Nehemiah came back, the people weren't contributing. They weren't giving to the work of the temple. So the work of the temple stopped. There was no worship and there was no prayer. It was silent because the people weren't contributing. They were saying, we're going to sort our own places out first, basically. Now, I think we are talking about giving here. God is interested in what we do with our money. We should be worshipping him with our money. And I believe that if we don't give to the church, we can't do what we're supposed to do. But actually, I think this is about much more than that. God has given us so much, and he wants us to use it to build his kingdom. Jesus tells stories about it, doesn't he? The talents, and as we invest them, we will build his kingdom. So it's about recognizing that God has gifted us and using those gifts to build his kingdom, wherever he's placed us. It's not all about what happens here in church. It's about what happens wherever he's put you. Wherever. The supermarket, the school, the home, wherever. He's given us gifts, and he wants us to build his kingdom. He wants to use those gifts to build it. He wants us to invest them and keep investing them. So it's about our relationship with what we have, our stuff. And then finally, it's about our relationship with the world. Now, what was happening was the people there had entered into relationships and alliances, connections with people that just didn't, it wasn't healthy. It wasn't helping them. And it was contributing to things not happening as they should be. And I was thinking about, what does that mean to us? What's the wall that we should build there? Well, this is about worship. But worship is about much more than what we've just done, isn't it? Worship is about God being first and foremost in our life. And when we allow things to go above him, they become something called idols. And God doesn't want any idols in our life. He wants to be first in our life. And when he's first in our life, everything else falls into place. So I want to say this. I think, you can question if I'm wrong on it. I'm sure there are other things, but using that passage, I think these four things here, if we build these walls in our life, holy time with God, our relationship with God, our relationship with one another, loving and honoring and forgiving. If we say to God, everything I have is from you, and everything I have is for you, and I want to use it to build your kingdom here. And if we say, I don't want anything to come in your place in my life. I want you to be my first love. And do you know, if we put those four walls in place, do you think we'll stand firm and strong?
I do.
Thank you, Scott. Anyone else? Or just Scott? I think we'll stand firmer as a church, and I think we'll stand firmer as Christians if we do this. We're gonna worship again. We're gonna spend a few minutes in sung worship. But what I want to do is grab some pens from the back there, and I want to put these here. And as we worship, I want to ask you to come down and write on which one of these walls God is asking you to build. It might be all of them. That's fine. You don't need to go into details unless you want to, but, and I'm not going to read it out. I'm not even going to look at it. But it's about responding to what God is saying to you. And it's just about coming down, just writing, this is the wall I'm going to be building, and this is how I'm going to build it. So I just say, can we just invite the Holy Spirit to come? I know he's already here, but let's just invite him. And it's your invitation to the Holy Spirit to say, reveal to me the walls I need to build in my life so I can stand firm and strong for you. I'm going to leave these down here just in case you want to come down when we're finished and write on. Okay, have a seat. Nearly finished. I want to conclude up. I made that up, by the way, the Ladybird Gospel. Did anyone remember? I remember. Well-loved tales. I can't believe we used to read this to our children. But we were chatting this morning, and we've decided that we're going to go for the sanitized version, the U-rated version. Okay, anyone know the story of the three little pigs? Okay, so obviously three little pigs, and they go out and build their houses, and one builds their house out of straw, and one builds their house out of wood, sticks, and the other builds their house out of bricks, solid walls. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Okay, the wolf comes along, partial to a bit of pork, and he goes to the first house. So we go back, the house of straw, and what does he do? He That's correct. And he didn't eat the pig. The pig ran off and went to his other friend's house, okay? That's what we've decided. Okay, so then he goes to the next pig, because he likes a little bit of roast pork. And the house made out of sticks. And he. And the two. It was a long time ago. So then he gets to the house that's made of solid walls. Who thinks they could blow this over? Anyone got a good bit of, come on then guys, see if you can give it a good huff and a good puff and you can blow it down. What, three of you together? Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, but they weren't huffing and puffing, were they? They were hiding inside. Okay, no touching. Three, maybe everybody, blow with them. Three, two, one. Three, two, one. It's not going to work, is it? Thanks, guys. Do you want to go and sit down? It didn't work because the walls were strong. And they were fristle for the last couple of days. So it's not quite as blowy as it was down here. But I looked out the window and saw this, where I was staying, this gazebo just literally flying down the street. For the next picture. Anyone relate to that? I mean, I saw a little bit of it at Creation Fest. But it's just not standing firm and not standing strong. The wind has been blowing, hasn't it? And we know that the storms of life will come. You know, Jesus tells a story, doesn't he, about the way the seed falls on different kinds of soil, rocky soil or you know, sort of shallow soil. You know, temptations come, trials come, you know, all sorts of things. And we know they come, and we know we've got to stand firm in the face of them, don't we? And I want to say this. This is what I believe. I believe that we will stand firm. We will stand firm if we focus on our relationship with him. If we spend holy time, special time with him, day by day. I'm not being legalistic here. We don't do that. This is about a relationship. If I don't spend time with a person, then I don't know them. And they don't know me. That's what this is about. This is about our relationship. It's about our relationship with one another. It's about standing firm in that, not letting anything get in the way. That's why we need to forgive, and we need to honor, and we need to love. Okay? It's about giving God what is His. Yes, it's about our finances, but it's about our gifts, our time, our love, our focus, our attention. It's about nothing. It's about giving what to build His kingdom. And then it's about this relationship with the world as well. This is really important. It's about nothing taking His place. And He's a jealous God. He wants to be number one. He's done everything possible. He's given us Jesus. And He wants to have that rightful place. He wants to be our first love before all things. And when He is, all the other stuff falls into place. So what I want to say is this. When these things are in place, the huffing and the puffing can come. But we'll stand firm. And I want to say this. If it's not, I think the huffing and puffing can come. And we're more tempted. And we're a bit more shaky. And the potential to wobble and fall. Does that make sense? I think it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Okay. Linda reminded me of this morning as we were chatting in the prayer time about what happened. Because he huffed and he puffed and he didn't blow the house down, did he? But what did he do? Climb down the chimney. And what happens when he climbed down the chimney? He landed on the fire. Okay? He landed on the fire. I was trying to find the verse. What does it say? Fan into flame. The gift of God within you. Where is that? Romans? Timothy. It's in there somewhere. Fan into flame. The gift of God that is within you. Okay? We know the wolf is kind of a picture of the enemy of our souls. Okay, he ain't going to stop. The demonic forces that are out there, he ain't going to stop. We've got to learn to shut the door, but we've got to learn to fan into flame the gift of God that's within us. And I want to say this as we finish. I believe that if we do these things, that's what we do. That's fanning into flame. So when the enemy comes, he's going to get his butt burned. Seriously, I believe that. It's going to send him packing because it's fanning into flame the gift of God that is within us. Within us, absolutely. That's right. That's right. So we just need to fan that into flame. How do we do that? By spending time with Him, by loving on Him, by worshipping Him to our souls. It's about spending time with each other, encouraging one another, not letting anything break the unity of the Spirit that exists. We don't create it, it exists. We fan into flame by not letting anything take his place in our lives, his rightful place in our lives. And it's about honoring Him with all we have. I believe that fans into flame the gift of God that is within you. And that will allow us to stand firm in the storms and the struggles of life.
Cornish hedges.
Yeah.
And we had some constructed. And when I came to Cornwall, I thought it was greenery hedges. But Cornish hedges are made of stone. Yeah. And they're packed with earth. And then they're topped. They are really solid. And they give protection. And maybe there's someone here this morning that you're feeling exposed and vulnerable, but I think God is saying He's there to protect you. Yeah. If you want to see walls of protection, come and have a look at my house.
Yeah, come on. So we're going to stand firm. We're going to build these walls. Does this resonate with people? Are they seeing the importance of this? Because I think this is life-changing and church-changing stuff. Okay? Yet it's so incredibly simple. Please don't hear this as religion. This is relationship. So let's stand together. And let's invite the Holy Spirit to come. Where's He need to do his building in you? What are the areas that you need to build on? And I don't want to lose that. So again, just invite Him to come as we kind of enter into this final time of worship together.